funny, isn't it, how different people think about their gifts? Like,
okay, we're recording right now.
Oh,
but yes, it is.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It is funny how different people think about their gifts. Yeah.
Right.
So, but just before we get to that,
mm-hmm.
Can you tell us, Deborah, what attracted you to Island Baptist?
Well, the fact that my husband was willing to go to this church is why I came along in the first place.
Hmm.
Yep. So I was going to Spraydon Baptist from the time I was 11 to when I was 25 when we got married, and Justin didn't want to go to Spraydon,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to Island Baptist. So that's why I went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was fine with that. It wasn't a massive sacrifice or anything. I was
mm-hmm.
happy enough, and I had lots of friends there, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the initial attraction for sure.
But you've hung around, the two of you.
Yes. Yep. 18 years later.
Yeah.
I like Island. I think, as a matter of fact, it's still good to have a church that my husband's willing to go to.
Yeah.
And there's heaps of opportunities for involvement for me and others, and I like the combination of the kind of openness to be thinking about things, and it's okay for people to be thinking and maybe questioning things, but there's also a kind of depth in the middle where there's this belief in Christ and what Jesus has done, and that it's, and about kind of exploring the depths of that, even if not ticking always the boxes of belief, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Cool. And as you say, good that he's still keen to come along and you can go together.
That's right.
Mm.
Yep. Yep.
Have you ever seen that TV program, The X Factor? It's a talent show.
Yes.
Yes. Or similarly, Britain's Got Talent.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So if you were to enter New Zealand's Got Talent, what do you think you'd...
I would never enter New Zealand's Got Talent.
No?
No. And when I hear that question, I don't actually like being the centre of attention particularly. So, I mean, I don't mind it, you know, which you might, I mean, I'm often up front saying things or doing something, but I don't, and I suppose I like it if people appreciate that and tell me I'm doing a good job or I'm good at this or that, but I don't, it's not a driver for me to be the centre of attention. I don't enjoy it, actually. So I wouldn't go on X Factor, and I don't consider that I've got any particular thing that would stand out, and I would be embarrassed to try and go, I don't like putting it out there, I'm really good at this, and now come and look at me.
Mm.
I'd rather be understated and someone go, wow, you were great at that.
Low expectations.
Yeah.
Set low expectations.
Yep, set low expectations so that people are pleasantly surprised rather than the other way around.
Well, they certainly are often pleasantly surprised, I think, when you're up the front. Yeah, I don't know if that's about low expectations or just that you do a great job.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah. Don't you play the clarinet?
No. I learned it for a year at school and then did some adult classes for a couple of years.
Mm. Right. So you do?
No, I do not.
You do not, right.
No.
Okay. Well, that's clear then.
Yeah.
So I know that you have just finished a Bible college diploma, postgraduate diploma.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with Friedrich Beckner's work and any of your studies, but he has a line about vocation, which is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. And I was wondering what that might look like in your life.
At the moment, it meets in our business, I would say. Yeah. So, So this lingerie store that we have, which remarkably we've had it for 11 years now, and I still actually, even though it's difficult and challenging sometimes, I still actually really, really enjoy it. I find it satisfying. I sometimes think about stopping or what we'd do next, but I haven't yet. I'd have to have something else to go to that I would like as much. And it's actually been a very satisfying thing to do. And I do tend to constantly question myself and my abilities in it and think, oh my goodness, I'm not really a general manager and look at all the ways I'm failing or whatever. But actually, I think that what I do well in that is kind of carrying the culture of the business and the heart of the business and somehow managing to communicate that to our staff, and Yeah, so I'm quite, I think I'm good at, in a reasonably quiet way, carrying, thinking about, I don't know, the depth of reason why we do things, and then being able to communicate that with people in our team. Yeah. One of the things I do well, and you might wonder whether deep needs of the world are met by a bra shop, but actually, I think they are.
A solid 50% of the world needs a good bra.
They do, they do, and they need treated with dignity, and they need people of all body shapes being able to come in and be treated with respect and have something that fits, and we do that. Yeah, I feel good about that.
Well, obviously, you know that I fully support you.
I do know that.
That vocation.
I do.
And I do think it's awesome. Yeah. What spiritual disciplines do you practice, if any?
I practice contemplation a bit. So, I've been... Oh, I practice kind of prayer when I'm sometimes, depends how busy I am, it depends what commitments I have in the morning at the beginning of the day, but I generally often, in fact I'm fortunate to have a very quiet house in the morning. There's no one there except me. Justin goes out at 7 a.m. every morning, and I often don't have to be anywhere till maybe 9, so the house is mine. And when I'm in good habits and when time allows, I try to practice prayer, or practicing different centering prayer maybe, or sometimes I depend. A couple of years ago I did that read through the Bible in a year, and I did that in the mornings, and I downloaded an app where I get a meditation, so I try try doing something like that. Yeah, in the mornings. So prayer, I probably don't read the Bible heaps at the moment, except if I'm except for my study, or if trying like a Lectio Divina kind of thing or something like that. So that would be the main spiritual discipline.
Cool. Have you got any heroes or heroines that you, people you particularly respect?
I admire people. I was thinking, I admire people who are brave through really difficult situations. So someone like Corrie ten Boom, who was able to be really brave in appalling situation. Yeah. I admire lots of bravery, actually, partly because I don't consider myself a very brave person, so I'm always wondering how would I act in something like that, how would I respond. But, yeah,
I don't
bravery.
Think Corrie ten Boom thought she was very brave.
She probably didn't. But, yeah, bravery is something I admire. And that's a different type of bravery for her. That's sort of a very ongoing... persistent kind of bravery day to day, I suppose. But yeah.
Are you talking about before she was in the concentration camp, or during, or both?
Both, I guess, but probably during. Able to kind of be brave, somehow hold hope for not only herself but others, and which is pretty spectacular, really. Yeah. Somehow in the middle of a completely difficult, horrible situation, being able to stay hopeful and trust God, which is, and not only for yourself, but enough to communicate it to others somehow.
I think she would have attributed that to her sister.
Yes.
What gift do you think you bring to the Ilam community? Mission scope, obviously, for many years now.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, my audiovisual technical skills, Anna.
Somehow, I didn't think of that first off.
Why not?
I don't know. Why did I not think of that when you are so committed to doing that role?
I like doing that role.
Yeah.
That,
and training up younger people to help you along the way.
I feel like in a way the last few years have been busy, so busy for me in other areas of my life that I have narrowed down a bit what I do and shoot. But that that's something I've been able to keep up even when I was finding things personally difficult. I could turn up and do that visuals thing, and it was a job, and I could do it, and I quite enjoyed it actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I am quite enjoying leading the services. I find it quite stressful, and it takes me, but I do angst and stress about it a bit, but I obviously I still want to do it. Mm-hmm. So clearly I also find it stimulating in a good way, even though I do angst about it.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's, I suppose, that's the area I'm interested in developing and learning more about and keeping doing it better or learning different things. And yeah.
Cool. Do you have any particular books, movies, apps that you would recommend to people in the island community? You were just talking about something you downloaded.
Yes, I just downloaded the... I started supporting as a Patreon, you know, the Liturgist podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so that I could... Mainly so I could get their meditations
right.
that they you can only access a few.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. Are they good?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them are. There's quite a range of different ones, and there's one a week that they post. But, yeah. Yeah. So that's, yeah, I'm liking that, trying it out. And I do listen to the Liturgist podcast quite a bit. Speaking of people I admire, I was thinking that I do, going back to that question, because they interviewed Richard Rohr the other day, and I was thinking, I do admire people who manage to sustain can question things about their faith, but can still sustain a kind of deep faith and belief in Jesus, even though they have an open mind to other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And can keep being a part of the Christian community and being part of going to church and things like that. And I know it's not for everybody, and sometimes you have to leave and think about things for a while or whatever, but I still actually admire people who, when they're 80, can still... you know, have a deep and generous faith, but still be part of a Christian community.
Mm.
Yeah, like Richard Rohr, for example. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
I
liked in his interview the way he kept saying, wow. I thought that is a generous spirit to have in that age, isn't it?
Yeah, and being kind of open, like not being threatened by other people's thoughts or beliefs that are a bit different to your own, but being able to be, that responding with interest and curiosity. And love to other people, even if they're thinking something that's a bit different to you. So that not defensiveness thing.
Yes.
It's attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the question again?
Do you have any recommendations in the way of books, movies, anything really?
I would still say that Joan Chittister's book, Scarred by Struggle, Transformed by Hope, has been one of the more influential books for me when I really needed it. Going through difficult things, but thinking about faith and hope and stuff. What else? They're the main Christian-y books I can think of at the moment.
No, that's great.
Yep.
Have you ever done any personality quizzes?
Yes.
You're willing to share anything about whatever you've learned about yourself through doing those? There's lots, isn't there?
There's lots. Yeah, but no, I do a bit of thinking about that. Enneagram Type 9 is the one I've come out with.
What does that mean for those of us who don't really know much about the Enneagram?
Well, I would say like harmony, inner and outer harmony. Look at the connectedness between things. Quite aware of what's happening in a group setting with, intuitively knowing how are people feeling. I don't know, it's part of it anyway for me. Do find conflict difficult. Would rather often maybe suppress what I'm actually thinking than say it and cause conflict in a relationship. which is, like everything, has its strengths and weaknesses. Mm. And it's one of the things I tend to berate myself about at work, probably, that I think perhaps is a weakness sometimes in my management style. Yeah. And then Myers-Briggs, INFP. And I find those things quite useful, actually, for understanding myself. What does that one mean?
I can only ever remember the IE one. Introvert, extrovert.
Right, so I can't ever really remember what the other ones are. Yep. Yeah. So I'm an I, that's introverted. Just, probably. I still like being around people, but it's... I have to push myself. I often actually do get quite energised by being around people, but I have to push myself to say yes to things and go out. I might rather inclinate. I might actually feel like staying home for my book more. Intuitive. I'm definitely... That's the N. I don't notice small details. I notice the bigger impressions of things. Feelings. I make decisions with my feelings. Although what I find is that I tend to have to, and this, I did a strengths training thing the other day, strengths perspective, and that was it. My first one was empathy and the second one was intellection. And I think that those two, I think about things a lot, but I also make decisions with my feelings. So I find that often I angst about big decisions and they have to feel right and they have to rationally make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that means that it takes me a long time to make decisions sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah. And I can ruminate and I need, so what I learned is I need help sometimes to make a decision and to have someone listen to all that stuff and help to, I need a decision to make complete sense from a logical perspective and I need it to feel right, both of them, almost equally. Yeah.
So it's a win-win they do.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I've made a decision, hopefully it's a thorough one and I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
But it does mean I can take forever to make decisions. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like personality quizzes have been helpful for you.
They have, I'd say, yeah.
The Bible tells us that one day there's going to be a new creation and a new earth. What are you most looking forward to when you get there?
I often find it quite hard to imagine what it will be like. Yeah. Often doesn't, you know, I think, oh my goodness, what's forever like? What does, it's almost hard to imagine any forever being actually something I want. Yeah.
Will it be boring?
Yeah, will it be boring? What am I going to do forever?
Yeah.
No, I don't, yeah. So I'm not, it's, I guess we get so used to this life being, there's something bittersweet about the balancing of hard work with moments of satisfaction or moments of joy or something. It's very hard to imagine this life that goes on forever. That's all good. How does that work? I don't know. So I find it quite hard to imagine, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, part of me thinks, you know, sometimes if I'm thinking, oh, you know, we lost a baby once, I think maybe I'll meet him there. But even that, this doesn't exactly feel forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't feel forever, so I don't really know. I guess sometimes I think, okay, trust, you know, if we believe God, and I do, you know, God created us in the world, and there's beautiful things, and God presumably knows what we get satisfaction from and how it works, so it's just kind of trusting that somehow it actually will be good and not boring, and whatever.
Yes, I mean, how can we understand?
Yeah, it's just a bit big.
Yeah. Barbara Brown Taylor has got a question. She says, what's saving your life right now? Could be coffee. Doesn't have to be anything.
Okay, not anything. Yep. What's saving my life right now? Oh, spring and sunshine. And yeah, I don't know, spring and sunshine and friends.
Yesterday we sat in the garden outside and the temperature was just perfect.
Yeah.
And the first roses were coming through.
It's a good thing.
And it was lovely.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Thanks, Deborah.
That's all right.